This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
See, what happens sometimes is that we're so sad about what happened yesterday, so worried about what might go wrong tomorrow, we forget to live today. So Islam says, today is what you have, so make sure that you utilize today to its utmost. And beautifully, it said that one of the most beautiful optimistic statements that were said by our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, إِذَا أَصْبَحْتَ فَلَا تَنْتَظِرِ الْمَسَاءِ وَإِذَا أَمْسَيْتَ فَلَا تَنْتَظِرِ الصَّبَاحِ. He said, in the morning, do not wait till the evening. And in the evening, do not wait till the morning. So in the morning, enjoy it to its very best. And in the evening, enjoy that evening to its very best. And do not delay, well, when that happens, then this will happen. When that happens, this. At that point, every day becomes a day where we feel sorry for yesterday and we feel very anxious and worried about tomorrow. And part of it is forgiveness. Not crying over yesterday. A lot of it has to do with forgiveness. People who have wronged us or people that we have wronged. See, people nowadays would say amongst what is being said, nobody is crying over what they lost, over the possession, the material possession that they lost. I wish I said sorry to my mother before she died. Or I wish the cousin that I had and I never spoke to for such a long time that I connected with them. But now they are gone and they are gone for good and they're not coming back again. So what happens is seize the moment as we have it today. Sometimes, subhanAllah, we find it so difficult in our hearts to let go of what took place yesterday. And that's why Islam says, liberate yourself by forgiveness. People who do not forgive, they are victims of their own unforgiveness. Because part of forgiveness is what? Is that when you decide that I will not be re-victimized over and over again. So every time you remember what people have done to you, you feel very bad. So tomorrow you remember again what they have done to you, and you feel very bad. And the day after you feel bad about what they have done to you. So they only did it to you once. But every time you remember it, you are victimizing yourself. Isn't that really the case? Isn't that the case, what happens? So Islam says, you've got to liberate yourself. Because if you do not forgive, what you are doing is that every single day, you are re-victimizing yourself. Not only that, but what's interesting is this, is that these people might have wronged you once, and they forgot about it. And many people are like that. They wrong you, and then they're no longer paying attention to what they have done to you, and they forgot about it. But now you are wronging yourself every single day, and that's why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would say, "Man la yaghfir la yughfaru lah." He who does not forgive won't be forgiven by Allah subhanahu wa taala, and that's why the character of the believers, as we are told in Surah Ali Imran. So that their character is what? يُنْفِقُونَ فِي السَّرَّاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ. That these are the people that spend in the path of Allah in the times of prosperity and in the times of adversity. يُنْفِقُونَ فِي السَّرَّاءِ وَالْقَاظِمِينَ الْغَيْظِ. They are those who are in control of their anger. They have the ability to control anger. Not suppress anger, because suppressing is not necessarily healthy. But the idea is to be in control. One time, the Prophet ﷺ asked people and he said, "Man ta'udduna al-qawiyya fikum?" Whom do you consider to be a strong man? They said, Prophet of Allah, a strong man is he who is able to wrestle other men down. So the Prophet ﷺ said, "Laysa al-qawiyya bis-sur'a." He said that a man is not strong due to his ability to wrestle other men down. He said, a man is strong because of his ability to control his anger. It takes a lot of courage to do that. Now, any fool can feel angry and express their anger. That does not make you a man of courage. It just makes you a fool. And that is why once a man came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he said, "Ya Rasulullah, awsini." Says, "Prophet of Allah, give me an advice." So the Prophet, peace be upon him, said, have good manners. And looked away. The man came back and he said, "Ya Rasulullah, awsini." He said, "Prophet of Allah, give me an advice." And the Prophet said, "Have good manners." Then he turned. He said, "Prophet of Allah, give me an advice." And the Prophet ﷺ said, "Have good manners." And then he came for the fourth time and he said, Prophet of Allah, give me an advice. The Prophet looked at him and he said, Ala tafqa? Don't you understand? La taghdab. Do not get angry. Do not get angry. Or when you get angry, make sure that you are angry for the right reasons, at the right level, and at the right time as well. So at that point, you become in control over your anger. Because anger is not a negative thing all the time. It's not necessarily a negative attribute. It's not a negative attribute because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are told, gets angry. غضب الله عليهم. Allah is angry with them. غير المغضوب عليهم. Those who have earned the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But what happens is that Allah denounces anger that is not justified. Allah looks down upon anger that is trivial and shallow. And that is why sometimes anger is a healthy sign, especially a sign that you are consciously alive. For example, you see exploitation, hopefully you hate that exploitation. And you're angry. Exploitation angers you. Oppression of the poor angers you. The suffering of the poor angers you. So at that point, the anger part becomes a very healthy part. Anyways, so he said, وَالْكَاظِمِينَ الْغَيْظَ. And then Allah says, وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ. And they are those who are constantly forgiving people. See, sometimes we say, I forgive 70 times. And what we do is that we reduce forgiveness to a mathematical formula. That 70 times I forgive you, but 71 I cannot forgive. And again, that really does not say much. Because the beauty is of forgiveness is not that they did it once and you were able to forgive. Again, that does not really say much about the character of that individual. What happens is, no matter how many times it happens to you, your heart is always open in forgiving other people. And that is part over for not crying over what happened yesterday. So liberate yourself by forgiving those who have wronged you, even if they do not ask for that forgiveness. Sometimes we want to forgive, but we also want to keep our ego. So if they come to me and beg for forgiveness, I will forgive them. That does not make you a good person. Because they came in and they begged. And in part, you have really benefited from that because they begged you and somehow it restored your ego. But the idea is you taking the initiative by forgiving. And then number five is, because life could be so short, we want to make it meaningful. So what we want to do is leave a legacy. You've got to leave a legacy behind, my brothers and sisters. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Yasin, Inna nahnu nuhil mawta. It is we who is going to resurrect, give life back to those who have died, to the dead. Inna nahnu nuhil mawta wa naktubu ma qaddamu. And we record, we document what it is that they have done. نَكْتُبُ مَا قَدَّمُوا وَآثَارَهُمْ. And what type of legacy did they leave behind? So now Islam says that make your life more meaningful. In the process, you make it more meaningful by leaving a legacy behind. Now, legacy does not have to be something that is grandiose, that is felt all over the world. But within your circumstances, within your vicinity, your ability, the talent and the skill that Allah has given you, you leave a legacy that is equal in proportion to the blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you. And this is something that is open for every man, every woman, rich and poor, black and white, young and old, educated or not, we all have the ability to leave behind us some sort of a legacy. And that brings us into our topic for the day. And that is the concept of self-esteem. Self-esteem is how do you value yourself, if you value yourself. One, do you value yourself? And number two, how do you value yourself? For what do you value yourself? Quran addresses this topic in one of the most beautiful fashions and manners. In the story of Fir'aun. You know that the term Fir'aun, or this person Fir'aun, or this symbol that is out there, Fir'aun, is mentioned in the Quran 73 times in 29 different surahs, Allah speaks of Fir'aun. Fir'aun has done this. Fir'aun has exploited people. Fir'aun has killed people. He has tortured people. He has done that. So Allah constantly speaks of Fir'aun as an illustration of tyranny and oppression.